Hello and welcome, my friends, to the Pain-Free Tech Info Podcast. Home to the tech info you need, absolutely pain-free. I'm your host, Justice Payne. Today's date is July 22nd, 2020. Today we will be talking about password managers and kind of their importance in both the business world as well as at home. In this day and age, it is pretty common for someone to have multiple accounts to manage their connected world at home and in the office. In fact, according to a study done this year, it was found that the average individual has between 70 to 80 passwords. Now, that study didn't specify exactly how many were unique passwords, and more or less focused on the amount of counts, but it did indeed note that many of the passwords used by the individuals in the study were very similar or the same for each of the individual's accounts. So that independent individual had a lot of the same, as well as external individuals. So say it was me and you, our passwords were relatively the same. Now, after hearing that staggering number, it is totally understandable why people use the same or slightly varied passwords. I know I myself could not memorize that many unique passwords, especially with the average password requirement needing a minimum of 8 to 9 characters in length. And that's not even including the upper and lowercase or numbers or special characters, you know, the variety for each of those passwords. So, you know, if the average person takes the amount of accounts that they have, the average of that, and then take the minimum of 8 to 9 characters, we're talking between 560 to 720 characters that someone would have to memorize for each and every account. If each and every single account was completely unique from the other accounts and keeping at least the bare minimum requirements, which, by the way, isn't even the most secure habit to have. So it's obviously an insane and impossible task for most people to be able to do unaided by any form of technology, unless, of course, they have photographic memory. But if you're anything like me, there's no way that I could be able to do that, at least unaided. I mean, I think if you were truly honest with yourself and think over your accounts, you probably have a couple passwords you use and rotate between all your accounts, right? I mean, I know I have been guilty of doing that myself in the past on some of my accounts. And worse yet, I know I have even taken it a step further, like I'm sure some of you have as well, where you just add a question mark at the end or a couple different numbers, just anything like that to an existing password, and that prompt pops up and you're like, I don't have time to change my password, stop, it's inconvenient for me, stop. And like, I don't think I need to tell you why that's a bad habit. As well as, I still find it surprising, one of the most common ways people record their passwords still to this day, in the 21st century, is to write it down in a password journal, like one of those flip notebooks that you get at the dollar store, and they write them down in there as well as all their account information. Now, if you do either one of those things, you might as well have just left all your passwords on your computer on sticky notes, or worse yet, put it in a notepad document on your laptop for that hacker to just come in and take all your information, whether that's your bank account information or, I mean, again, don't have to deep dive into it so bad, but both of those practices are terrible. So now that I've kind of called us all out on this, on some of our terrible security habits, you're probably wondering, okay, Justice, what's the solution? Like, there's got to be something if I'm going to sit here and harp on you guys for a while about how terrible our habits are. Well, there absolutely is a solution. And no, don't worry. It's not to make a bunch of flashcards and start memorizing your passwords. It's not that at all. It's actually surprisingly quite simple. Just get a password manager. And I'm not talking about, again, one of those fancy pocket notebooks you get from the Dollar Tree. Or worse yet, a web browser operating system Remember My Password feature. I'm talking about a standalone application, commonly referred to as a password manager. Now, first off, let's discuss what a password manager is. So, what is it exactly? A password manager is actually a third-party application that can be installed on one or many of your devices. Usually, it uses encrypted storage space for all your sensitive login information. So the intent of these managers is to give you a safe place to store all your login information and make it far less likely for someone to break into your accounts by finding your password saved in some random file on your computer or written down in a sticky note or a notebook at your desk. And on top of that, they add the flexibility of the Remember My Password features, where most password safes even have the ability to autofill your passwords in a web browser or on your desktop. which is actually pretty helpful because you're not really losing out on that feature, but you're also getting so much more for it. So out of all the password managers that I've used, both in home and in the office, I found two that stick out to me that are extremely beneficial. Each are a little bit unique, and there are some downsides to the first one I'm going to discuss, but let's talk about it. So say you need a free and simple, easy one to work at work. I actually use a free open source software called PasswordSafe. Now, this application is not the sleekest or the most modern looking app, but it totally gets the job done, and especially it's got that low price of being free. As a team, my team actually uses a shared one that's backed up by one of our shared drives, and all of us are able to interchangeably share a password without sending it over chats or over email. We're all sharing it into this password safe, and we all, during orientation, discuss what the password is to that password safe and are able to access the passwords we need to do our job. Now, as a super basic password manager, I think the average employee will find very similar benefits where they could implement different processes within their team to share passwords more securely this way, as well as I'm sure any of you who are employed, especially when you're working in an office environment, you probably have multiple logons. So just imagine not having to write all those passwords in a book and being able to keep them all unique. Now, that is something that I think is super positive about this perk, to just at least get started. But there are some drawbacks to this application. Compared to a lot of the paid options, there's definitely reason, and at least enough that warrants most individuals looking to a paid app like 1Password. For example, there's no cloud component to the application PasswordSafe, meaning the passwords are limited to that computer. And I think we can all agree, at home, we don't typically use the same device to access all of our accounts. For example, I have a phone, multiple tablets, my wife's phone, and multiple computers in our household. There's so many devices that I have in my house that it would become almost impossible to keep all the password safe applications up to date on each individual device. So I think that's one of the most crucial points as to why we should all look into something like 1Password. So for me personally, I have been using 1Password for about a few years now, and I'm absolutely loving it. 1Password was suggested to me actually by a family member who works in IT security, and he's been using it far longer than me, knows a lot more about security than I do. And I can't thank him enough just for this incredible recommendation. So kind of a little bit of the rundown with 1Password. So with 1Password, there are specifically 5 things I would like to highlight about it that I think is a must if you're looking into the paid password managers, at least to make the cost worth the benefit. So first off, I'm able to store and manage unlimited passwords on any device I own. Whether that's an Apple, Microsoft, or Android-based device, whether that's a phone, a tablet, a laptop, a desktop, does not matter. So long as there's space on that device that can install the 1Password app, I can access and manage all my passwords on any of the devices that I own. Now, second, I'm actually able to rest very easy knowing that the passwords are stored safely and encrypted in the cloud, and 1Password automatically encrypts my vault with a unique key that they give you when you set up, ensuring that your credentials are safe. And the third point I'd like to highlight, I actually don't think 1Password markets all that well if you look on their websites or some of their ads. It's honestly an incredible feature that they call Watchtower. Now, what Watchtower is it's kind of like an artificial intelligent portion of 1Password's ecosystem. What it does is it reviews your passwords, reviews common sites, reviews common practices, and is able to alert you if you have a password that might be too easy or easily crackable. Maybe it showed up on a list somewhere out on the dark web or wherever it finds the information stating that that password, or worse yet, that account was compromised because of how easy it was to crack. And it'll even go and highlight the accounts where you got a lot of the same passwords, and it detects that trend. It'll alert you to that. So it kind of gives you those notifications and password help tips that not everyone needs, but it's definitely helpful, especially for someone who's just starting out trying to make themselves way more secure. And kind of tying into that third point, I'd also say the fourth thing I'd like to say is also great password where there's a password generator feature that actually allows you to create new passwords that are both unique and complex. So what you can actually do in this generator is select how many characters or numbers, the length of the password. Really, when you get that prompt from a new website that you're signing up for, or if you're changing your password, and you know how it says, oh, you got to hit these XYZ categories for your new password, you can kind of adjust this password generator within 1Password to to make those complex passwords for you that you could never think of, and feel rest easy that whatever you would have come up with is nowhere near as secure as what 1Password is going to suggest you by that little tip there. So I definitely think that's cool, and it actually will do it where it'll pop up if you use their Chrome extension. When you're in Chrome, it'll pop up and say, would you like us to suggest a password for you? And as you're signing up for a new account even, it'll not only suggest a new password, but also pop up and say, would you like to save this new password and email login information into your account's profile? And that way, the next time you sign into the webpage, 1Password will pop up, say, enter your master password, and it'll autofill that information for you, as well as keep it up to date in your password vault so there's no manual process of entering in that password. So that's pretty cool as well. Now, last but not least, and it's less of a feature and more of a bonus, but 1Password offers a family license that actually allows you and up to 4 of your other family members to pay 1 license cost, and each of you have both your own secure vaults as well as vaults you can share. So a vault is just, and you can have multiple vaults for a person, but essentially the way a vault works is, say, I have a vault for work and for personal, and then my wife has one for work and personal. And then the two of us share the family vault. And once I add my son onto the plan, he'll have his own whatever vault, and then he can access the family vault if I wanted to share it with him. Now, why is this kind of a cool feature, but also kind of more of a bonus? So let's just give you the scenario that you're in a house full of teenagers, right? It's the standard American family of 4 people, and you and your wife have your own vaults, and your kids each have their own vaults. Well, they have friends over all the time. And the friends are always asking your kids, and then your kids are going and asking you, hey, what's the Wi-Fi password? Now, you can make this super simple for yourself and have a little shared family and kids password vault where, say, you have, you know, your wife and your bank account's password shared in one vault, and then a separate vault for the whole family to share where you share the Wi-Fi password, maybe you share the Netflix password, whatever you want in there. That way your kids never ask you for the Wi-Fi password again. And yes, this story is based off a real incident that I do know of, and that is a tried and true practice in one of the families that I know that's already using this. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at it. If you have multiple kids that all use the home Wi-Fi, which in the 21st century, that's a given, this password safe will definitely, as 1Password, will give you that extra bit of sanity where they're not asking you for that when their friends come over. So take that as you will, but I think it's actually a pretty cool feature. And besides the point, even if you're just a couple, like my wife and I currently have a 3-year-old, there's no way he's going to benefit from that. However, my wife and I have very different accounts. Her being a couponer and being at a different employer than I am, I don't need her seeing all my work passwords. And I mean, while she could access a lot of my personal accounts, I don't think she really cares or I care about hers so much. So that's why we have things separated, where she has her own vault that's not cluttering mine and mine cluttering hers. It's nice and organized. So any of you guys who are super OCD, this is a great application for you if you have just one conglomerate of passwords currently in one notebook that are shared among the family. So just keep that in mind as a feature. And of course, just keep it in mind that this application is a super easy and simple way of you just storing your passwords. Even if you don't get into all the complex vault sharing with your family, it's just much better to share all of your passwords, at least for yourself, in one location that's cloud backed up, encrypted, not on a piece of paper, offers you the ability to change your password, offers the ability to autofill, to auto-generate passwords. And you know what? As an added bonus, you'll even impress your IT security team if they find out that you're using a personal password vault both at home and in work. I think most IT security teams, one of their biggest headaches is trying to explain to people that their password is terrible. Now, with 1Password, you'll never have a terrible password again. Plus, you'll kind of be cheating the system a bit because you also won't have to think of that creative new password that's complex enough that meets all your security team's requirements. You can just have the app do it for you. So again, just an added bonus for you that are out in the workforce and kind of a fun thing to share with your IT security members. I would definitely let them know, hey, I'm using a password manager, and guess what? All my passwords are unique, and I think they'll get a good chuckle out of it and even appreciate it. And share it with your coworkers as well. I'm sure we all know someone that struggles remembering passwords. It's something that my family has been using for a couple of years now, both my family member that expressed it to me, my father who's been in IT for several years, he's got my brother and my mom on their own vault. It's something that my family has found super useful and super helpful, especially with connected world requiring an account for everything nowadays. So just keep that in mind as you're going forward. And remember, you know, at the end of the day, you wouldn't leave your doors unlocked when you're going away from home and just leaving it open for your robbers to come in and give them a good old buffet of all your personal belongings, would you? That's truly what you're doing if you're practicing either the habits of non-unique passwords, non-complex passwords, and worse yet, recording your passwords in notebooks or on a document on your desktop that's not encrypted. So just go ahead. What are you waiting for? Go get the password manager started and make your life a lot more secure while you're using technology. And I am sure if you keep listening through to the next episodes, I'm sure you're going to find that I'm about to suggest a bunch more technology coming up that's going to require you to make a new account. So that account number and password number is only ticking up on how many you have. And going forward, that doesn't sound like it's going to change. So get going, get a password manager today, and I'll talk to you on that next episode. I hope you guys are all having a very, very wonderful day and a safe one, and I'll talk to you in that next episode. Thank you again for listening wherever and whenever you are. It is my hope that the information we discussed was beneficial to you. If you liked what you heard, please consider becoming my patron on Patreon so that I can bring more content to you and others like you. For details on how to become my patron, and for more information, please visit me at www.painfreeinfo.com. I'll talk to you on the next episode.